Announcing the Hyundai Memorial Day Sales Event. A kickoff to summer filled with enormous savings on our entire line of outstanding vehicles. Save big on our most popular sedans, like the stunning Elantra or the sophisticated Sonata. And don't forget our award-winning SUVs, like the Tucson, the Santa Fe, or the perfectly sized Kona. Named the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. This is the smartest time to buy, and Hyundai is the smartest choice with America's best warranty for 10 years or 100,000 miles of worry-free road tripping. Yes, the warranty may last for a decade, but this sales event does not. Hurry in before your Hyundai is gone. Now get 0% for 72 months on the award-winning Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, and Kona. Offers end June 3rd. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty program. See dealer for limited warranty details. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/3/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
The whole ceiling in my laundry room had caved in because of a leak caused by a broken pipe. I also had a problem with raccoons getting into the attic. And the first job Mega did for me was to replace the aluminum soffits with steel ones and to put plywood underneath the soffits so that the raccoons could not tear the soffits off anymore.
Repair, remodel, renovate. You can trust the pros at Mega Pros. Since 1977, Mega Pros has proven they can help make it easy and fun to get stuff done. From a major model to your honey-do list, you'll enjoy working with Mega Pros. You'll be more than satisfied with everything. Guaranteed in writing by Mega Pros.
They did a beautiful job. It's been a great experience. I will have Mega do all my work in the house from now on.
847-658-8989.
847-658-8989.
Mega. Or go to megapros.com.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Your hands were made for greatness. Mighty hands made to paint, panel, plaster. And click the submit order button on HomeDepot.com to get that duvet, those Egyptian cotton towels, and those super soft sheets delivered right to your door. Now your hands can do more with decor at the Home Depot. Save up to 30% on select bedding and bath, plus free and flexible delivery and easy in-store returns. More saving, more kinds of doing. Valid on select items online only through June 16th. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, Purex Laundry Detergent, $1.99 with card. And buy one, get one 50% off sun protection products like Banana Boat. Offer good with card now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Nothing beats championship hockey, and your Chicago Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves host Charlotte this Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit chicagowolves.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
See you in the Bay, Aubrey. You weren't talking tonight, were you? Oh, man.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Aubrey, of course, Drake's real first name, and that is Clay Thompson, calling him a bum ass, which, I mean, I don't know, man.
Kind of had that coming, didn't he?
Well, I
kind of had it coming.
I guess he better change his tattoo, because Kevin Durant was out there also saying stuff to him. And Steph's not happy with him. So there you go. Tough to have a tattoo of guys that don't like you.
It is tough.
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Thank you so much for that. Thanks to Dustin for all of his hard work. He's not a bum ass. Thanks to Kevin.
Bum ass.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
And Ray, certainly Ray.
Because of the Mexican warrior that I am, I got that Mexican blood in me.
That's right.
Yes, he
was fist bumping during that. Ray couldn't be more different than Andy Ruiz.
He's
Jr.
our little Ruiz.
Wop, 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 wop.
He will break you down like you're a skyscraper, no doubt about it.
He will get you in the back of the ear.
He broke windows.
Yeah, he was breaking windows.
Drunk all night long.
I could listen to Penny Atlas for a living. All right. We should say you should join 670 The Score and Xfinity this morning at Smoke Daddy Barbecue in Wrigley before the Cubs game. Dan Bernstein and Rich Campbell lead off a live broadcast at 9 a.m., followed by Lawrence Holmes at noon, Cubs pregame with Zach Zaidman at 2:30 until first pitch, and then get ready for the game with The Score and Xfinity, the exclusive Wi-Fi provider of Wrigley Field. And let's head out to Smoke Daddy, and there we find Dan and Wrench, and I'm sure you guys are having a nice brisket and egg breakfast.
Is morning, guys.
With the morning, the morning. Aromas are wafting from the kitchen as we speak, enticingly, so nothing placed in front of us yet. But
Jack LaLanne is out of business.
Yeah, I can tell something is on the way.
It's not too early for brisket, I'll tell you that.
Well, we were taunted. It's not too early for brisket if you've been up since 3. It's about time for brisket. but
and a nap.
Somehow we never get it. Well, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Brisket and then a nap.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
in that order,
that's
please.
That's a good way of getting
Thank
through
you.
Life. Good protein.
Well, you are welcome to come join us. You're certainly invited. There will be enough here for everybody at Smoke Daddy right across from Gallagher Way here on Clark Street in Wrigleyville. And our world changed this weekend, guys. We are waking up on this day. We are people who do what we do and just fans of sports in Illinois. Whether you are a gambler or not, we're in a different world now.
I think you're right,
just
Dan.
A matter of
I think
it, how long it takes to be able to place your bets.
And it's going to be sooner rather than later if you talk to people involved. And it could be as early as, you know, week one of the NFL season. And while people have been betting for a long time on sports in Chicago and Illinois, I think the fact that it's legal is going to be more pervasive to the casual sports fan. And that's, I think, what you're referring to as much as anything, is that people that maybe have a passing interest in it now, they're going to hear about it all the time because it's going to
they
change
are,
the way we talk about it.
Well, I think that from those of us who have embraced analytics in sports and embraced information, it doesn't necessarily have to be, oh, now our world is all going to be point spreads and odds and gambling, because the way games are analyzed is that benefits every sports fan who wants to know why. Why is a team more likely to win? Why is a team more likely to score X amount of points in this quarter? It doesn't have to be to earn you a buck. It could just be out of the pure curiosity of knowing why things happen in sports. That's the way I'm looking at it, at least, where taking the gambling aspect, you know, out of the these, dems, those guys and putting it into the hands of the nerds is going to make everybody smarter, more informed sports fans, depending on how we pay attention to it.
Well, that happened a long time ago. The nerds have been involved in sports. I don't know if you watch Jeopardy, but the nerds have been forefront of sports gambling for a very long time, and there are many different elements of gaming that will apply to our sports logic, and I don't think it'll take away at all from what the metrics are. I think it's just another way of looking at it, and it's really always been fascinating to me, the lines that are set and how close they are. How unbelievable.
Good they are at it.
Yep. Oh, my God. That's why you build all those casinos in the desert. It's just extraordinary how good they are.
And don't you think we'll also get, and I've been thinking about this a lot, about what the unintended consequences here, what the ramifications are on every level. Don't you think that there has to be even greater transparency when it comes to injuries, when it comes to even things about teams' travel plans? When they arrive, where they're staying.
We may hope that there will be, but I don't know that teams are necessarily going to cooperate with to that level of transparency.
They're going to have to.
Well, there's a reason. There's a reason that they have to tell you an injury report now. I mean, it's
injury reports are one thing, but telling you where they're staying,
Why would where they're staying matter?
I'm just saying it because what the odds makers know as far as sleep trends, as far as certain cities having a nightlife that changes the chances of winning the next St. game.
St. Louis is on the place I don't like to play. Yeah.
I mean, really, there are people who always look at this stuff and say, oh, yeah, if a team gets into Miami to play the Heat at this time rather than this time, if they're traveling from this time zone instead of this time zone, yeah, it changes their likelihood of victory.
If you're playing hockey and you wind up in Vancouver, you can be pantsless in a limousine.
In the back of a limo, right. But how about in-game injuries, too, where they would say, you know, thigh contusion, return questionable.
Perfectly fine. He'll be right back.
Right, like how much fudging of the truth is going to be okay when some of this compartmentalized gambling is down to how many passes will they throw in the second half? And that's a bet.
And you're having partnerships between the leagues and gaming authorities or casinos. I mean, even the NBA game last night, you know, injuries as that game unfolded, it's a great point. What's the fourth quarter point spread
right in
that situation as Klay Thompson sort of limps off the court there?
But I wonder.
Take a while, and there's some bumps in the road.
I thought they didn't give him a piece of the juice. I thought that the league's attempted to get
in Illinois. They didn't get one.
No, they didn't have it anywhere.
No integrity fee anywhere.
So yeah. I wonder how cooperative they will be, because in-game stuff, it provides competitive advantages, or potentially could. And I wonder if they draw the line somewhere. They got to draw the line somewhere.
And how much insider stuff is going to be possible? How many trainers are just going to be on their phone, like saying, I've got information here that this guy is going to be on the under of whatever his performance over-under are.
That's the unintended consequence. Everybody's a suspect. That isn't a player. I mean, everybody is like, okay, right. Who's he talking to? And now you're worried about leaks to the media. Now it goes beyond that now, I think. You start to wonder, like, okay,
which family member has some action tonight?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What have they been told?
Because so-and-so's hung over because he got it in last night at 3 a.m. I want to let you know that, you know, he might not be shooting straight tonight.
Lower body, upper body. Could you be more specific, please?
You might. Well, hockey, I don't know about what level of gambling there is on hockey, and I don't know. You'd have to be.
Hey, give me half a
really,
puck.
Really, really
we'll
like
talk about
sports.
It.
You'd have to like sports gambling a whole lot for that kind of randomness.
If you feel like there's an inefficiency. That's all. That's what it's about, right? The quest for information. You feel like there's an inefficiency.
You might be addicted to sports gambling. You might not be able to help it, Dan. I mean, people will bet on hockey. They will bet on everything and anything.
What is Tarasenko's sleep pattern, Dan, exactly, going into the next game of the Stanley Cup final?
Right. But there's nothing. Nothing will go unstudied. Nothing will go unquantified. There will be a way for people to have indexes to know certain probabilities of everything.
That's exhausting.
Does that already exist?
Where are they staying, and get me an air horn? I'm going to go ensure a victory. Is there a car alarm going off outside my window?
That's just a Friday night in European soccer studies.
Right.
So you guys are talking gambling today, right, at 10 o'clock?
Oh, well, Mike Zalewski is going to join us and give us all the information. This is his baby, and even though he had to remove himself from the room near the very, very end of it, he was the one that birthed this and shepherded it along. Somebody could say, sure, it was inevitable that Illinois would follow other states. Nothing is inevitable in state government and in city government here, and it's just the process of this, the political process that resulted in something facilitated because it got bigger, is fascinating. It needed to be enormous for it to work.
All right.
Which is usually the opposite of the way these things happen.
We'll be listening. Thanks, guys. Have a great
show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the new Kona, built for adventure.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. A month ago, I marveled at how Mets right-hander Noah Syndergaard became only the seventh Major League pitcher to throw a 1-0 shutout in which he hit the game-winning home run. Yesterday, UCLA's Rachel Garcia improved upon Syndergaard's feat. Pitching against the University of Washington in the NCAA Women's Softball Semifinals, Garcia hurled 10 shutout innings, fanned 16, and blasted a walk-off 3-run homer. The victory propelled the Bruins into the Women's College World Series Championship Series for the first time since 2010. The two-time Player of the Year have prepared for yesterday's 179-pitch effort with extra cardio workouts and by wearing a throwing sleeve in practice to simulate pitching while overheated and fatigued. Second-seeded UCLA meets number one Oklahoma in tonight's Game 1 of a best of three. Good luck to all. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30. 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Studio 41 can help. Our home design showroom offers a great selection of kitchen and bath products featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit us online at shopstudio41.com to find a showroom near you.
Announcing the Hyundai Memorial Day sales event. Hurry in to save big on our entire line of stunning sedans and award-winning SUVs. This is the smartest time to buy, and Hyundai is the smartest choice with America's best warranty for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Now get 0% for 72 months on the award-winning Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, and Kona. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty program. See dealer for limited warranty details. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/3/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever. With curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus for $27.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
Yep, got a sausage McMuffin with egg from McDonald's. Melty cheese and a buttery English muffin. You?
Cereal. Just dry cereal.
You know, that kind of looks like what we feed the parakeet.
Yeah, it's probably why he's giving me the stink eye.
Good thing I got a McMuffin for you, too.
There's a better way to breakfast.
Now get a large, hot, premium roast McCafe coffee and sausage McMuffin for $2.69. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions like this. Check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Ha ha! Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet. Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second and DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability may not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing.
And 6919, new residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts at 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment non-return, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Dan Burstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Rainy, stormy start to spring, record-settingly so, as you know. Every person you talk to is dealing with water in the house in some way, flooded basements or rain-driven water coming through the windows. There are some service companies that will come and tear out the damage and hand you the bill, and then you got to hire another company to restore it. So go with Aloha Restoration. They will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. And I know this from personal experience when I had water invade my house. My first call was Aloha, and they came out, and they looked at it, and they told me exactly what they were going to do, and then they did it. And they restored my house to pre-disaster condition. Home looked good as new. And Aloha's the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. It's Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. And cut. Oh, that was good. So, are there any other things you need me to talk about, or I could do an ad for something I really like lotion? You know, I am just a nut for lotion.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. It's already May, and summer is right around the corner. Homes are selling fast, and if you haven't found your dream home, just wait. Listings are coming onto market daily. But you better be prepared because they're selling fast. Get a leg up on your competition and get pre-approved in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com, where you'll get lower rates, more loan programs, and customer service that no one can match. Thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Pop fly, left field, down the line. It's going to be a fair ball, and the Cardinals win the game. Ground rule double for Matt Carpenter, and St. Louis wins game one of the series by a score of 2-1. Ground ball to second base. This is going to end the ball game. Long over to first, and the Cardinals make it 2 in a row. They beat the Cubs by a score of 7-4. Cody bounces one to short. DeJong gloves it, throws to first. And the Cardinals have swept the series. St. Louis sweeps all three. The final today, Cardinals 2, Cubs 1.
Jeez Louise, that was rough.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Today, these studios are at Smoke Daddy, the Xfinity Live broadcast. Come on out here. Get ready for the game with us at The Score and Xfinity, the exclusive Wi-Fi provider of Wrigley Field. Rich Campbell is sitting in for Connor McKnight today. Here's what we have for you. Illinois House Rep Mike Zaleski is going to join us at 10, and he's going to tell us all about how sports gambling became legal in Illinois, or will soon, as soon as Governor Pritzker puts pen to paper. The Midday Midway at 10:40, Jordan Bastian will give us our Cubs breakdown in full. He of MLB.com at 11, and we have surprises along the way as well. We also have a giveaway today. We've got a round of golf for two at the top-rated Bog Golf Club in Saukville, Wisconsin, one of Arnold Palmer's top five courses in the country. Got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is our phone number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You want to text? Please do. 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. I am at Dan_Bernstein. He is at Rich_Campbell. Download the radio.com app. And then you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Rich Wyatt is our engineer on site here at Smoke Daddy. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Rick Camp on the board and in the back doing what he does. He's not, what do the Ruiz call himself, the Mexican warriors? We have the executioner. So we know that our executioner can defeat any other self-proclaimed Mexican warrior in the great battle of Mexican nicknames when it ever arrives on us. But man, what a weekend. With so much stuff going on, this Cub thing feels bad. This is like end of last year offensive constipation.
Yeah. And you can look back to the start of this Cub season. If you're an optimist and say, hey, they worked themselves out of it. There was a period they won 9 out of 10 games and eventually they'll come around. That's what Joe Maddon is saying, but here they come home, one for their last 34 with runners in scoring position.
Against that bum-ass Wainwright, too.
Yeah.
That was garbage he was throwing up there. That was garbage.
Got Chris Bryant to swing and miss at a 91-mile-an-hour fastball
right?
With runners on first and second and one out in the eighth inning. It can't happen. It can't happen.
They changed the name. Anthony Iaposi said, we're not going to call it situational hitting. We're going to call it opportunity hitting.
Ah, I like that.
I love the rebrand.
Yeah.
Right? It's just one of these things where, you know, words matter as much as you want them to, but the idea that you're not in a situation, you are given an opportunity. That was not particularly opportunistic opportunity hitting.
So what do you make of it going forward?
I don't know.
Because
hit home runs.
It's a lineup that can produce, has produced. And to listen to Joe Maddon explain this away, it's just... bad luck. That's baseball. I mean, he's using the term. That's baseball, where a flared into right field, kind of over first base, looks like it has eyes, looks like it's going to drop, and the shift just kind of bites Rizzo there with the tying run on second.
Hit it over the fence.
Wong made a great catch, but yeah, you're right. That's what it comes down to, the absolute outcome.
But that's what they're designed to do, and why there is so much feast or famine here. Elevate the ball, get it out of the park, and the guy's putting it up there at 89 miles an hour. Find the bottom third of the baseball and lift it. This segment brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale. Now through the end of June, find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV, RV buying made easy, just a short drive off I-94 in northwest Indiana. It was big, not only in that we had the White Sox playing well, Lucas Giolito doing brilliant things yesterday. I mean, what a watch. It is a fun time to be a fan of a baseball team when you got a guy who every fifth day is going to stick it right to somebody, and that's what he's doing.
And when you acquired him the way you did, you didn't give away any type of asset that you needed for what you're ultimately trying to accomplish. And then, you know, here you go, another scoreless game for him, you know, just finding ways to miss bats, and his control's excellent, and you just feel like a piece is sliding into that puzzle where whenever it comes together, maybe not as fast as some of the White Sox fans would like, but you're absolutely right. A nice afternoon for Giolito, and looks good, really good.
Bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey. The Chicago Wolves are tied at one game apiece with the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. The Wolves host Charlotte this Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at Allstate Arena. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. I don't think there was really any doubt about the legalization of sports gambling once it appeared that this bill congealed into what it was, and it just sort of it was like a snowball grabbing things as it rolled down the hill, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we'll see. Now it's a matter of what did they have in place and how fast can they get things actually going. some of these states was it was already there. They were so certain that the moment it got ratified, they could just flip a switch and turn it on.
Yeah, like New Jersey. You can already place bets on your phone in New Jersey, and we'll see how quickly that comes to fruition here, because that's what everybody wants to know about now, right? I mean, the political process mostly is behind us all. I did appreciate, I think it was Friday evening, where Mike Zaleski tweeted out three words with a period after each one. I'll be damned. And you could tell he was sharing with us this revelation, you know, what you just talked about, that at one point for him personally was standing at the bottom of a mountain. They had reached the top and they had made this happen. It'll be interesting to talk to him at 10 o'clock and just get that sense for his perspective on this entire journey for him. And then, of course, where it's going.
Amazing that I'm looking across the street at a sports book. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
Wrigley Field is going to have a place where you are going to be placing bets. And as I heard Joe Ostrowski, and by the way, I know he's gotten a lot of kudos thrown his way, and they're all really, really well deserved. I listened to him a lot this weekend and followed him on Twitter to get updates. You know, I came out of the movie yesterday. We went to see Rocket Man, and I flip on my phone at the end. I'm like, oh, there it is. It happened. You know, I went into the movie and it wasn't done. I come out of the movie and all of a sudden it's legalized. But he was explaining how you can bet online before that 18-month period for the online-only licenses. If you go to one of the sports books and establish...
It's a registration
correct,
of some kind?
Correct. Yeah. Once you establish your account after you've gone in on foot, you then will have access to online gambling through that. And I don't know if it's all one, or if you have a Wrigley Sportsbook Cubs app that's going to allow you to bet on everything, you do it through that. I don't know how that's shared or how those people are dividing up these subscriptions.
The licenses have something to do with it, right? That you have to be an outlet that can process these and be licensed so you can give the state government its cut. It'll be interesting to sort through all that with Mike Zaleski. The idea of fans navigating the concourse at Soldier Field before a game and just stopping at the betting station. This happens in European soccer everywhere, that there are betting stations throughout the concourses there. It's coming here, that sports venues is a part of this, and it's just going to change so much.
Yeah, the 708 texter here that says Pritzker sold the state to the mob. No, that it couldn't be more wrong. It couldn't be. And it's the opposite of that. When you legalize something, you take out you take it over. In fact, he's wresting this away from illegal interest. That's the point. You legalize drugs, so rather than having the drug dealers who are making all the money and you're not getting any tax money, you're taking away their business from them.
It would be interesting to know how many fans out there are interested in sports gambling but just never wanted to put their foot in the water because, let's say, they were creeped out because their credit card would have to be given to some site that operates out of Antigua. Something like that, where now if the front door is painted and the carpet's put down and everything's nice, the pathway in is paved, how many more people decide, okay, you know what, I'm willing to get into this now because of the oversight, because, you know, the state's taken some cut of it, regardless of how much you want to bet. But how many casual bettors out there, you know, maybe you play your NCAA tournament pool, or maybe you play some kind of football survivor pool every week in the NFL, and now you feel a little bit more emboldened and comfortable playing this bigger
game. It's a great question. I don't, the question to the avid sports gambler is, will your behavior change? If you live in Chicago, there are some people that make multiple trips to Las Vegas, and this, it's really foreign to me. And it's a bit daunting, because I don't know about you. I don't enjoy gambling. I know
I am risk averse as well.
And that's just because I don't get any rush from it. Whatever gene that is. Whatever that is, whatever hard brain wiring it is, I only feel relief upon winning a wager. I hate the feeling of losing money. I hate it. And it doesn't, I don't get a commensurate positive feeling from winning money. So it's sort of like my decisions made. I mean, there's a little bit of entertainment here or there. You have a couple beers, you play a little blackjack, whatever, but I'll never understand it, but I know it's a real thing. It is hardwiring in the brain. There is something there that I understand psychologically. It's why the addiction is real, and there's some truth to that. But I wonder how many people are set in their ways that already have their guy on the corner or have their offshore account and saying, look, there isn't anything going on here where I'd rather give more money to Illinois than I otherwise would. Yeah. I don't know the answer.
I'm like you. You describe me, and that is you bet on a basketball game, and then the ball is tipped to start it, and it's just anxiety. The entertainment value for me is outweighed by that anxiety, although I do have that entertainment value, and I'm personally interested to explore what this is going to be like. But I'm always in awe of the people that genuinely find the juice and are able to compartmentalize a loss in a way that I truly cannot. I mean, I don't like that. And this will be so interesting because it's going to allow people to digest it at whatever level they want to. I mean, you were talking about in transition there with Mully and Haw about the information that suddenly is going to be more readily available. If you follow certain Twitter accounts, it's already kind of gone that way, whether it's the Action Network or any of the other number of gaming sites that are trying to get out in front of this and become big part of the market. Mm-hmm. But you can digest it however much you want, however much of this pie you want to bite off, you're going to be able to. I think that's what makes it so appealing. And we can all sort of try it as you go through it. Whatever extent you want to push yourself, you can see.
There are texts flying in right here. The 630 says, I haven't placed a sports bet before because I didn't trust someone with minimal oversight with my bank info. I will definitely gamble now. 608 says, I'm that guy that wants to bet sports. I never trusted offshore accounts because I know people who had trouble getting their winnings from those places. Okay.
If that's a representative sample, then
I didn't know where J.B. the oversight
Pritzker
is.
Given the Johnny Manziel money sign this morning.
Guys, I was hosting with Joe on Saturday morning. One thing he brought up that I hadn't thought of is to change people's habits, to get them to maybe go from offshore to one of these casinos, is especially in places like New Jersey, they're often offering crazy good benefits and bonuses to people that sign up with them. So if it's a dollar amount of free plays or whatever it ends up being, that's what people can kind of shop around for, and that's where you kind of hope that you get those different casinos working again, you know, helping out you, the consumer, and betting against each other, essentially, in terms of how good the benefits get to try and draw you in to get you into the brick and mortar establishment.
Open competition, sure. I mean, if the market is going to be a market, they're going to have to earn the traffic, right? They're going to have to earn the patrons.
Put $500 in your account. We'll match it to start, and there you go. You've got $1,000, and we'll draw you in. We'll make you enjoy this user-friendly experience, and we'll keep you on the line.
773 says, it's great for, say, non-gamblers every day, but they like future bets. You could just make a bet on somebody to win the Super Bowl or win the World Series. It's going to be so convenient. It's a great thing even for non-everyday gamblers. Yeah, I mean, like seasonal gamblers. I remember, you know, when Terry every year would go to Las Vegas and look at baseball prop bets and say, who's going to lead the league in home runs? Who's going to win the Cy Young and stuff like that? I understand some of that. We play around with some of that stuff because it's content. It makes for discussion to have that. That's true. Those aren't the people looking for something weird in the line to slam, mm-hmm. or somebody at halftime, NBA halftime, looking for some disparities. If it's just hey, I think the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl, I'm going to put a bet down on it.
I think we've all had that friend who goes to Vegas in August, let's say, and say, hey, while you're out there, if you're at Caesars, you know, put $100 on whatever team for me. You know, bring me back the slip because I can't make it out to Vegas. Now you don't have to do that. You just pick up your phone, you sign up online, or you know, at some point you're going to the Chicago casino, which presumably will have this at some point.
Yeah, do we know where that's going to be? Have they even talked about this? Chicago's getting a mega casino and
like mega casino.
And I haven't even heard.
Yeah.
Like where it's, I imagine it's going to be, there's the one in downtown Detroit. That is right in the middle of downtown. There's like this massive hotel.
It's an MGM.
It's MGM
property, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I when I picture it, that's sort of what I see.
But yeah, where?
Right. I have not heard.
There are a few empty lots in Detroit you could
Yeah, there's inexpensive land in Detroit. Yeah. That's Rich Campbell in for Connor McKnight. It's the Burstein and McKnight Show. We're broadcasting live from Smoke Daddy here in Wrigleyville. Want you to come join us today. I'm Dan Bernstein. And when we come back, I want to look at the Cubs roster move that is upcoming today and look at some of the ramifications here as they start to piece this together, try to figure out how to ignite their offense as well. But it does look like there is going to be a roster move today or very shortly. We've got to get into that.
And speaking of sports betting, Dan Weider had an anecdote from Pat Manley on at ChicagoTribune.com that I'll share with you later on.
Very cool. That's Rich Campbell. I'm Dan Bernstein. You got the score.
Joe Madden talks Cubs with Lawrence Holmes tomorrow at noon.
Contreras, I promise you, to have him on your team as your catcher, I think almost every major league team would take that.
Joe Madden talks Cubs baseball only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Cubs. A radio.com sports station.
I feel like a kid when the big white styrofoam box of Omaha steaks arrives because I've been enjoying Omaha steaks since I've been a kid. And the same family is still running Omaha steaks and they're still sending that fabulous box right to your front porch. And I've got one for you here that you are not going to want to miss. A $235 value. It sounds like a lot of money, right? Well, right now it's only $59.99. It is called the Father's Day Steak Fix Gift Package. And this box contains two tender filet mignons, two bold top sirloins, two savory pork chops, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four massive gourmet jumbo franks, four crispy chicken fried steaks, a package of all beef meatballs, four premium chicken breasts, four caramel apple tartlets. They're awesome. A packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and they're throwing in four extra Omaha Steaks burgers free. So you say, yes, want, how do I get it? Well, go to omahasteaks.com. And there's a search bar on the main page. Type WSCR in the search bar, hit return, and it will redirect you to this offer. 74% off. Omaha Steaks, family owned and operated, still run by the fifth generation. So to do this, you go to omahasteaks.com, get the Father's Day Steak gift package for just $59.99 with the code WSCR.
Your hands were made for greatness. Mighty hands made to paint, panel, plaster. And click the submit order button on HomeDepot.com to get that duvet, those Egyptian cotton towels, and those super soft sheets delivered right to your door. Now your hands can do more with decor at the Home Depot. Save up to 30% on select bedding and bath, plus free and flexible delivery and easy in-store returns. More saving, more kinds of doing. Valid on select items online only through June 16th. Free delivery on select items $45 or more. Visit HomeDepot.com for more information.
Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Announcing the Hyundai Memorial Day sales event. Hurry in to save big on our entire line of stunning sedans and award-winning SUVs. This is the smartest time to buy, and Hyundai is the smartest choice with America's best warranty for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Now get 0% for 72 months on the award-winning Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, and Kona. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty program. See dealer for limited warranty details. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/3/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Okay, family, announcement. Our smart home is online.
Cool, Dad.
Yeah, smart lights, smart fridge, smart thermostat. The smart speaker plays music or answers questions. Like this, check it out. Question, what animals besides humans have chins?
Can't find home internet.
Super impressive, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Question, can you find the home internet?
Can't find home internet.
Ha ha! Smart house!
Your home is only as smart as your internet. Get fast, reliable internet with AT&T Fiber with speeds up to 300 megabits per second and DirecTV. Save when you bundle for $75 per month for 1 year after discounts with 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements. Limited availability may not be in your area. Check eligibility at att.com/fiber300. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
And 6919. New residential customers includes internet 300 and select TV package. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. Requires auto pay combined and paperless bill. Prices higher in second year. Pay $80 per month until discount starts at 3 bills. Equipment lease, early termination, equipment non-return, taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We got to hit better. We just have to do a better job. We have to reorganize our strike zones, make the pitchers throw the ball over the plate, and stay in the middle of the field. That's what I'm saying.
Middle away, that's been the mantra from Joe Maddon. I say middle of the field away and then over the fence. That's good. Take that ball and deposit it over the fence and get multiple runs with a single swing. This segment of the Bernstein and McKnight Show with Rich Campbell in today is brought to you by Patrick Cadillac. It does appear to be imminent that Carlos Gonzalez is going to be joining the team. And if you were following on Twitter, you saw that in his Iowa Cubs game, was it yesterday that he hit a home run? So he... it needs to display that kind of pop that has been absent from his game. He's been bad, and I don't expect him to all of a sudden get good. But they need somebody to do something.
Maybe it helps them slot Chris Bryant at third base more permanently. But that's not, we're not talking about the offense right there. I mean, right, that's defensively. And Cargo, you know, cut from the Indians, who have one of the worst outfields in baseball, so... what's realistic here? I mean, to get them out of this 1-for-34 runners in scoring position, probably not going to solve everything right away, but new bat, new, it's a change, a guy who has performed in the past. We'll see.
And there was a, over the weekend, Ken Rosenthal wrote a piece saying that perhaps that the money that they recouped from not having to pay Ben Zobrist while he is on, what is it, the reserve list or whatever list he's on, that that might allow them to sign Craig Kimbrell the moment there are no compensatory draft pick forfeitures associated with that. The moment the draft is over, that becomes the case. And there wasn't any secondary aspect to that story. It just kind of happened, and Joe Mann's like, nah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. He said, I can... dismiss this because I know it's not true. I mean, he was very clear. Does that mean for sure? Yeah, right.
We are going to talk to Theo at 11 on Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll absolutely get, and hell, maybe he'll be signed by then, the Cubs or somebody else, but we are going to have a conversation with Theo Epstein at 11 o'clock on Thursday, and perhaps we'll have a lot more to sort out, because the Zobrist thing, the information that I have is as sketchy as everybody else's, but like I say, I don't bet. But if I had to, if somebody forced me to make a call on that situation, I would say Zobrist is done. But that's just me. A lot of that is, I'm not reporting it. It's just sort of tea leaf reading and you're trying to judge by the tone when you talk to people about what's going on and his age. And every time I hear an estimate for how long it would take him to return at age 38, that starts to lengthen a little bit, and you start to look at the actual nuts and bolts and calendar, and it sounds to me more likely that he's done.
So the team that we've seen is their team. You know, that at this point, in terms of planning, in terms of what you can expect, in terms of headed toward the trade deadline later this summer, you're going to have to account for him not being there.
That's,
I mean, that's at the very least, right?
That's what I'm doing. I am going forward in my head, at least, not, just like I'm not expecting Brandon Morrow to come back,
mm-hmm.
because I don't trust that, and I don't like that every time you start hearing stuff about how that's going, I've been around this long enough to know not to count on it. Strope might be a different story, but those are two things that I am, until I get any kind of other information, no Zobrist, no Morrow.
The bullpen part of that equation is way more troubling. You know, the Cubs blown 11 of 22 saves this season. That's horrific.
It's awful.
Yeah, that's horrific.
It's unacceptable is what it is.
Well, you save three of those games and you're in first place.
312-644-6767 is our number. We always love to hear from you. Here's Riles in Gridley on the Score. Hey, Riles.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. Bernsie, I've got to take exception to something you mentioned at the outset and correct you.
Yeah.
Wainwright was pitching, and it was not garbage. If what he did was garbage, then the 81-pitch gem that Hendricks threw for a shutout was garbage.
Yeah, but he almost walked like six guys, though.
Oh, that was now that was rather than giving up the middle of the plate. You know, he was pitching. I give him credit. Right. I am a Cardinal fan, but
He won.
To Cubs.
I mean, I'm not taking away that he won, but it just the stuff that was there was just unbelievably hittable. It wasn't moving around like Hendricks' stuff. I mean, I know he was staying away. I did like the slow curve, and I always like the slow curve. You see the one Zach Greinke threw the other day?
No, I did not.
Oh my God, it was like an Ephus. It was a true slow curve,
like 12-6, like really
flipped
high,
and just
down.
Flipped. It was like 50 miles an hour, something. Wow. Like it was almost like an Ephus pitch, but it was great. Yeah, I know. I guess you're right, Riles. I don't want to demean Adam Wainwright because he pitched well. He won the game. He kept him off balance. He had guys out there fishing, but in a league now where every next guy is 97, 98, 99, and especially when he's yielding to a bullpen that's all coming and doing that, you know, beat up a guy that's throwing 91. Don't swing and miss on 91, Chris.
And it's not isolated here. It's not isolated. You have the Cubs returning from a 1-5 road trip where they've had trouble hitting the ball, trouble scoring. It was true Friday night, too.
George is in River Grove. He's on WSCR. Hey, George.
How are you guys doing today?
Fine.
Great.
Well, Mr. Bernstein, the last time we spoke, I mentioned that the wide-based open stance uppercut swingers were destined to fail at a certain point in time, and then when you get frustrated, the more frustrated you get, the more bad pitches you swing at, and it becomes a very vicious circle. And your answer was hit a home run. How's that working? And where do you see this this trend here where the Cubs are trying to hit three home runs with every swing? How's that going to work out?
That's baseball. That's all. That's what teams do now. That's what you are supposed to do. That is how you are taught. And as long as Joe Maddon tries to combine that with their philosophy of thinking in the middle of the way, well, I'll check the offensive rankings.
Oh, that's a good answer. Well, yeah. Well,
I'm not quite sure what you mean, but okay. Yeah, that's how they hit. That's how major leaguers hit. That is how professional hitters are taught to hit, to elevate the ball, to drive it into the grassy area where fewer people are.
Well, middle away keeps your front side in.
Yep.
It prevents you from pulling off the baseball, and the way Joe extrapolates that, you get ball squared up, hit the ball of the ballpark by doing that, or drive it to the gap in right center field. You start hitting line drives.
Yeah, these are big, strong men hitting something coming at them very, very fast. And if you can get the proper elasticity of the collision and the coefficient of restitution and the drag coefficient on this slippery little baseball
exactly.
that can overcome the air, that's how you score runs. That's how they're designed. And when it's not working, it's no fun, but. What did Rizzo say? We got a lot of big, strong guys here who are going to hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah, I mean, how long ago was it that Chris Bryant was homering once every two nights? I mean, they'll come back around. It's
sure.
The question is, what else happens around them in the division? And you have this unique logjam in the Central right now compared to some other divisions that already are really stretched out. You know, the Central's not like that. And as you kind of take stock of the division exiting St. Louis in that important series, who's going to run away with this? Who's going to fall out of this? I mean, even the Reds have beaten them in both series they've played so far.
Reds are good. The Reds can hit.
Yeah.
And that's what puts pressure on the deadline. That's why when we start talking about the last roster spot and talking about Carlos Gonzalez and around the margins, it matters. It came down to one win last year. It came to that one win. And this year, it's been strange for the Cubs in that even when some of the studs have been struggling, and they're struggling right now. Brian struggled all weekend. Baez is lost. Baez just looks like he can't. I don't know if it's the injury bothering him. But my guess is that he's a little hurt, and this is it coincides with pitchers just not throwing him strikes. I believe he's seen the fewest strikes of any regular player in the National League or in baseball. There's just no reason to throw it over the plate to him, and because he's just going to go fish. But there's always been somebody, right? Start of the year, Hayward out of his mind. There's always been somebody. Descalso was hitting early. Mm-hmm. Somebody picking up the rest of them. That's what's not happening now. Is they're not getting whoever it is, that one guy to be like, all right, not your day. I got you. You know, Contreras for a while was the guy. Then Bryant got hot. And in aggregate, overall, all the numbers look good, but when it just turns off like this, it's no fun.
Yeah, so maybe the remedy is just come home. Come home and play seven games against not the Astros.
Right.
And you know, the Cardinals being what they are, still formidable enough, especially in St. Louis. So I think there's nothing they're going to do right now from a roster standpoint. This Carlos Gonzalez acquisition is not going to transform the offense, of course. So you hit your way out of it. But you're right. It's about fundamental hitting. Joe has a good approach to this mentally. I think this is a time where he is good for a ball club, can steer them through these types of collective slumps.
I was pleased that they continued to accept their walks. And it's one thing if you are getting yourself out. Sure, it's painful to watch them fail in those opportunities as they did all weekend. Situations, opportunities, use whichever word you want. But they were still drawing walks, and that's the other critical component of the way they're designed to score runs. And that's walk, home run, and just and pile up those numbers.
Even after Bryant breaks up the no-hitter yesterday, it's a well-hit ball that he gets doubled up on. A bit unlucky. And I'm not sure. I don't even blame Bryant that much for being off the bag.
It's the rare base running mistake from him.
You think so? You think it was a mistake?
You got to see it through.
I
didn't think it was going to be caught either.
But I don't even know that he gets back, even just with a normal secondary lead. That's how quickly that play transpired. I think it's close. It wasn't close the way it turned out.
I need to watch it again. And games there are weird. The camera angles are different there. You notice
I was noticing that.
Nationals and Cardinals, you have to adjust your eye because the angles are all up a little bit higher. We are going to find out about the brand new world in which we live in Illinois, where sports gambling is legal. An omnibus gambling bill passed. It was State Bill 690 that was written in large part by State Rep Mike Zaleski, and he's going to join us and talk about, he's going to take a victory lap is what he's going to do, and he's going to get all the information for us and explain what your life is going to be like as a sports gambler in Illinois.
Can we take an over under right now on how long his hit's going to be? I think we can take all these bets.
I don't know that we have the license or that Entercom has paid the multi-million dollars for such a license, but hey, I wouldn't put it past him. Mike Zaleski next on The Score.
Don't miss the largest gathering of Chicago Bears ever at Bears 100 Celebration Weekend, June 7th through the 9th in Rosemont.
All right, left side of the end zone. Caught by another touchdown.
See Khalil Mack, Mitchell Trubisky, Tariq Cohen, and the entire 2019 Chicago Bears team. And Bears alumni and Hall of Famers, including Mike Ditka, Brian Urlacher, and more. Be there for never-before-seen football panels and photo ops. Get tickets now at ChicagoBears.com. Bears 100 Celebration Weekend is brought to you by Dr. Pepper, Hyundai, and Undeniable. Dairy.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're in the market for windows, you need to make the call that I did. Call Russ Armstrong. He's the owner of Chicago Window Guys. They're different because they do everything themselves. They don't outsource anything. They make their own windows, and they install their own products. They offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had Russ come out to the house. He looked around. He's like, oh, you got a lot of windows. He goes, you know, these really aren't all that good, and the windows I'm going to put in here are significantly better. And he was right. The process was fantastic. They were his guys. He was monitoring the installation throughout the entire day. Everything was cleaned up. All you saw were these brand new windows, and I can tell how good they are because the room is holding its temperature now in a way that it didn't, and I don't hear the air conditioning kick on as much as it used to because they're just better windows. Get the best price, the best product. Deal directly with the owner. You'll be happy. Call the Chicago Window Guys right now, 847-881-3060, 847-881-3060, or check out Russ's reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Announcing the Hyundai Memorial Day Sales Event. A kickoff to summer filled with enormous savings on our entire line of outstanding vehicles. Save big on our most popular sedans, like the stunning Elantra or the sophisticated Sonata. And don't forget our award-winning SUVs, like the Tucson, the Santa Fe, or the perfectly sized Kona. Named the 2019 North American Utility Vehicle of the Year. This is the smartest time to buy, and Hyundai is the smartest choice with America's best warranty for 10 years or 100,000 miles of worry-free road tripping. Yes, the warranty may last for a decade, but this sales event does not. Hurry in before your Hyundai is gone. Now get 0% for 72 months on the award-winning Hyundai Tucson, Santa Fe, and Kona. Offers end June 3rd. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty program. See dealer for limited warranty details. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/3/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
It's Ryobi Days at the Home Depot. Buy a Ryobi OnePlus 2-pack battery starter kit for just $99 and get one of over 20 select Ryobi OnePlus tools up to an $84 value.